Jumpstart your day with the Wall Street Journal this morning, Monday through Saturday at 5 a.m. on 1330 WFIN.
Here's your Storm Center 11 forecast for today. Mostly cloudy, warmer and more humid. We'll have some clusters of thunderstorms move through the area this morning with some heavy downpours likely. And then the chance for some thunderstorms later this afternoon. Again, heavy rainfall is the main threat with these. Highs today will be in the mid to upper 80s. For tonight, muggy with some areas of fog and the chance for a few scattered storms. Lows in the lower 70s. For Thursday and Friday, hot and humid with highs in the low 90s. For WFIN, this is News 11 meteorologist Mike Stone.
It is Wednesday, August 22nd, 2007. I'm Chris Oakes, and this is Good Mornings. Recovery begins today from the Northwest Ohio summer flood of 2007. Recovery will be slow. We have many closings and cancellations and delays. We will bring you that information as we go along this morning. Also, much to talk about. Findlay Mayor Tony Iritti will join us this morning. Also, Hancock County Emergency Management Agency Director Gary Valentine, Judy Cantwell with the American Red Cross. Complete coverage of the summer flooding is next.
Isn't it time your
WFIN.
WFIN, home of the Findlay Trojans.
And he throws towards the corner for Davidson, went up and caught it. He fought off two defenders. Did he stay in? Yes! Touchdown, Findlay! Jimmy Davidson had two defenders around him. He just went up there, out-jumped them, and then had the presence of mind to keep his feet in bounds.
This is Mark Richler, coach of the Findlay Trojans. Tune in Thursday night when we play Toledo St. John's, live on WFIN.
And online at WFIN.com, courtesy WCNet.
It is 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, 6:10 now. This Wednesday morning, the 22nd of August. And obviously, quite a list of closings and delays. Let's get to the list straight away this morning so that we can bring you up to date on what's going on or not going on, as the case may be. The delays and closings list to service of Gene Stevens Honda and the Huntington Bank. Angeline School and Industries are on a two-hour delay this morning. Blanchard Valley Industries are closed. Findlay City Schools are closed. In that no staff should report unless called in to do so. So again, Findlay City Schools are the in-service and the things that are going on at Findlay City Schools. Staff should not report unless called in to do so. Hardin Northern on a two-hour delay. Mohawk on a two-hour delay. Riverdale is closed. Upper Sandusky is closed, although staff should report for a work day. A number of child care daycare centers closed. Almost Home Infant Care and Preschool closed. Children's Corner is closed. DNS Daycare closed. Fab's Summer Daycare closed. Home Base Daycare closed. Kids Are Kids Child Care closed. Maryland's Lifelong Learning Center is closed. One Amazing Place Child Care Center closed. Something Special Learning Center, both locations closed. The YMCA Child Development Center is closed as well. The campus of Brown Mackey College in Findlay is closed. Owens Community College in Findlay is closed today as well. Now on to some of the other closings and cancellations here. The American Red Cross has set up, well, we'll get to the shelters here in just a moment. I'm sorry. Let's go this way. Hantech first shift is canceled. Head Start Local 324 OAPSE meeting at the Family Center for this morning has been canceled. Hope House Back to School Picnic at Riverbend has been canceled. Cary Curbside Recycling canceled for the week. Corey Rawson Orientation for grades 7 through 12 has been rescheduled for Friday. Findlay Freshman Girls Soccer at Perrysburg has been canceled for this evening. The Flag City Morning Rotary has been canceled. Sano America employees south of the river should not report for work. Whirlpool in Findlay is open. So we'll let you know about that. All Hancock County offices are closed. Marathon Business Complex in Findlay is closed. Hancock County Agency on Aging is closed. The K-8 Cheerleading Clinic at First Presbyterian Church is canceled. The Findlay Post Office is closed, and employees should not report to work. So no mail service today for the city of Findlay. LaRich Chevrolet Cadillac is closed. Offices of Dr. William Kibbe closed. And the Blanchard Valley Hospital Dialysis Unit on East Main Cross is closed today as well. That is everything that we have at this point. If we get anything new, we will pass that information along to you right away. But that is what we have at this point. The situation continues to be it's changing. I mean, yesterday, and this was something that you heard us talk about yesterday on the air with the floods, what we experienced yesterday morning was the flash flooding. The actual flooding, the quote-unquote real flooding, that happened yesterday evening as all of that water from other areas came rushing down the Blanchard and overflowed its banks here in Findlay. So a lot of the normal trouble spots are trouble spots this morning. Some of what was a problem yesterday is no longer a problem. For example, I-75 near the Bluffton area that was closed yesterday, that flash flooding and some very strange conditions, very unusual conditions. I heard some state patrol officers talking about how, you know, in 20 some odd years, certainly never seen water over the interstate, and the interstate being closed for flooding. That is now reopened, although the US 68 and State Route 15 interchange off I-75, that remains closed in both directions. So that particular exit is closed. There are other trouble spots as well. Obviously, we have a laundry list of road closings and detours and so on. Really a list that is too long to give you all of that because we'd be here forever just reading road closings. Suffice to say that if you do need to be out today, and it's probably a good idea to check before you go out just to make sure whether you do in fact have to go out, but if you do need to drive and get somewhere today, chances are good that your normal route is going to be detoured at some point somewhere. So again, very slow going this morning, especially this morning with the fact that it's not daylight yet, so it's very difficult to see where the water is. We don't want to get anybody in trouble. Slow going, and do not chance it if you encounter high water, because like we mentioned yesterday, you just frankly don't know how high that high water is, and you don't want to get yourself stuck, because that would not be a good thing, obviously. And given the fact that there are so many other areas, it may be a while before somebody would be able to get to you in order to help you out if you were to become stranded. So that's the situation as we have it this morning. As we mentioned, throughout the course of the day, we're going to talk with a number of local officials about the latest conditions and where we go from here, what's happening. We'll keep you as up to date as we possibly can throughout the morning with all of the latest information. As Good Mornings continues for this Wednesday, it is 16 minutes after 6 o'clock, 6:16. Chris Miller is trying to get in here this morning. We are running on a bit of a skeleton crew here at our studios as well. ABC's Johnny Holiday has our first check of today's sports this morning.
From ABC Holiday, ABC Sports.
Thank you very much, Johnny. And Chris Miller will be in a little bit later on. We'll get our high school football preview, week-long a preview of the area high school football teams, and get you all geared up. Kickoff for the season tomorrow at the Findlay High School Trojans, and we'll have coverage for you right here on 1330 WFIN, taking on St. John's at Bowling Green. One closing to add to your list here quickly, Trinity Lutheran School in Genera is closed. That probably not a big surprise there. We will run through the entire list once again coming up after a check of the forecast. That is next, 20 minutes after 6 o'clock now.
You're invited to the Backstreet Fest.
The operating room to the flight deck. Every day, somebody in the Naval Reserve is doing something important. Be somebody. Call 1-800-USA-USNR. The United States Naval Reserve. Stay strong.
Now the Storm Center 11 forecast from News 11 meteorologist Mike Stone. Once again, a flood warning in effect for Hancock County until 10:15 this morning. And my guess is that we'll probably, if we don't get an extension of that, we'll certainly have flood warnings for the Blanchard River up. Last time I checked on the flood warning for the Blanchard River itself, it was one of those until further notice sort of things from the National Weather Service. So, chance of more thunderstorms today, and that is maybe the worst news we've had yet. Possibility of more thunderstorms, and if we get those, they could bring some significant rainfall. So we'll watch that for you. High of 86. Few scattered storms possible tonight. Otherwise, warm and muggy down to 71. Hot and humid with a chance of scattered rain tomorrow and a high of 92. Currently, we have 68 degrees in the Flag City, if my numbers are correct here. 1330 WFIN. Well, I don't see it now. I apologize. We'll get to that here in just a moment. Let's get to the delays and closings list once again, courtesy of Gene Stevens Honda and the Huntington Bank. We kind of sort things out here this morning. Angeline School and Industries on a two-hour delay. Blanchard Valley Industries are closed. Trinity Lutheran School, Genera, is closed. Finley City Schools, all of the in-service and events have been canceled. Staff should not report unless called in to do so. Hardin Northern on a two-hour delay. Mohawk a two-hour delay. North Baltimore now on a two-hour delay. Riverdale is closed. Upper Sandusky is closed. Staff should report, though, for a work day. Almost Home Infant Care and Preschool is closed today. Children's Corner is closed. DNS Daycare is closed. Fab's Summer Daycare closed. Home Base Daycare closed. Kids Are Kids Child Care is closed. Maryland's Lifelong Learning Center is closed. One Amazing Place Child Care Center closed. Something Special Learning Center closed. Both locations. And the YMCA Child Development Center is closed as well. Brown Mackey College is closed in Findlay, and the Owens Community College Findlay campus is closed today as well. Here are some more to make mention of. Hantech first shift is canceled. Head Start Local 324 OAPSE meeting at the Family Center canceled this morning. Hope House Back to School Picnic at Riverbend canceled. Cary Curbside Recycling is canceled for the week. Corey Rawson orientation for grade 7 through 12 has been rescheduled for Friday. Findlay freshman girls soccer at Perrysburg canceled for this evening. Flag City Morning Rotary canceled. Santo America employees south of the river should not report for work. All Hancock County offices are closed. All Hancock County offices closed. The Marathon Business Complex in Findlay is closed today. Hancock County Agency on Aging is closed. K through 8 Cheerleading Clinic at First Presbyterian Church has been canceled. The Findlay Post Office is closed, and employees should not report until tomorrow at the earliest, and I'll make a call on that tomorrow. LaRich Chevrolet Cadillac is closed. The offices of Dr. William Kibbe are closed, and Blanchard Valley Hospital Dialysis Unit on East Main Cross is closed. Also understand the Community Action Commission office is closed. No HATS transportation today. And employee benefit consultants are closed today as well. That is the list as we have it. If we get new stuff to add to the list, obviously we'll pass that along right away. You can count on that and keep you up to date as best we can throughout the morning. You can also get this information online at WFIN.com, courtesy of Gene Stevens Honda and the Huntington Bank. It is 6:24 now on 1330 WFIN. The flooding in Northwest Ohio making national news. ABC's Brad Wheelis with a report on the flooding, particularly in Cary, which was particularly hard hit yesterday.
Thousands of people in the Midwest are flooded out of their homes.
I'm so sad. We don't know where we're going to go to live.
The high water shut down an interstate in Ohio and flooded downtown Cary.
On the main street, yeah, you can see water running from the front door and out the back door.
Brad Batten with the fire department is working overtime to help folks. His own home was flooded.
There's no way into the city because darn near every city street or village street is blocked by this flood.
The storm system in the Midwest and the remnants of Aaron in the southern plains have proven especially deadly.
We get eight to 10 inches of rain in approximately maybe a 5 to 6 hour time frame. It's just not going to handle it.
Brad Wheatless, ABC News.
And I know that it's hard to imagine, especially for those who have been displaced from their homes and who have potentially lost everything again in another flood here locally. It's hard to imagine that we're kind of lucky, but in compared to what they're getting in other areas of the country, and there is an awful lot of flooding around the nation's midsection, it could be an awful lot worse. Here's ABC's Jim Hickey with continuing coverage of the 2007 summer flood.
From Minnesota,
it's devastating,
to Oklahoma,
the speed in which the water came in was unbelievable.
From Wisconsin,
it just happened so quickly,
to Illinois,
right now we're planning for the worst.
Flood waters have left at least a dozen people dead across a wide area of the Midwest. Remnants of Tropical Storm Aaron collided with a powerful storm system, high winds, very heavy rain. It will take months to recover. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
At least the latest count is at least 20 people have been killed from Texas to Minnesota in flooding in that part of the country. According to KWTX television in Dallas, I believe, there are at least 7 confirmed dead in Texas alone, including a father and son who were swept off a bridge in their truck by flash flood waters. Another 6 in Oklahoma and 7 in Minnesota. President Bush has promised to expedite federal aid to that area as well. It's just, again, it's hard to imagine, I know, for those who are in shelters or battling water in basements and other areas. I talked with a number of people who lost almost everything again yesterday. It's hard to think of yourself as lucky, I know, but remember, things can be replaced. People can't. And to the best of my knowledge, we haven't lost anyone here locally as a result of the flooding. So obviously, as we said, it could be an awful lot worse. So we will continue to monitor the situation, bring you the latest in closings and delays and cancellations and that sort of thing. But the ultimate measuring stick is that we have not had a loss of life. So that is something to be thankful for, if nothing else. Hancock County License Bureau is closed today. No employees to report to work as far as that goes. And the that one I can't read. I'm going to have to check with our folks. I'm not getting that. I do see the Hancock County License Bureau is closed, and we will get more information as we go along here this morning, obviously, on closings and delays. Bring you a complete up-to-date list following the news at 6:30. Also coming up here in just a bit, in the next half hour, we're going to talk with Bev Phillips. She is United Way Volunteer Coordinator, and your help is needed now that the recovery is beginning to begin, and we'll find out how you can help. That is coming up in just a bit. So hang on, that is coming up. Good Mornings continues for this Wednesday morning. News is next.
You know, good things just make